With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Veterans gathered on the beaches of Normandy to mark the 81st anniversary of the D-Day landings. Correspondent Ed Donahue.
101-year-old Wally King, a fighter pilot, walked to the grave of Major Henry Shurrells, Jr.
Henry, we're here to honor you. We're here to remember you and your sacrifice on that early spring day.
102-year-old Papa Jake Larson landed on Normandy Beach. 81 years later, he still comes back for those who didn't make it.
They had no families, so they looked forward to us coming.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A total of 4,414 Allied troops were killed on D-Day itself. The French Minister for the Armed Forces told Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth that France knows what it owes to its American allies and the veterans who helped free Europe from Adolf Hitler. On the economic front, U.S. employers slowed hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate stayed at 4.2%. Donna Warder reports.
But Sarah House, senior economist with Wells Fargo, says you have to look beneath the surface. She says hiring is still slowing, and there's a narrowness of industries adding most of the jobs.
You saw 139,000 jobs added, but almost half of those came from healthcare. You saw about 50,000 come from leisure and hospitality. And you did see, I think, some weakness in some of the more cyclically sensitive parts of the report. So manufacturing employment was down by 8,000.
On the positive side, says House, there's an increase in average hourly earnings. Donna Warder, Washington.
Wall Street closing the week out on a high note. The Dow is up 440 points. The Nasdaq composite adding 243. This is SRN News. The Department of Health and Human Services has released a groundbreaking new report on the dangers of mixing gender, ideology, and the medical practice for children and teens.
The Trump White House ordered the inquiry into and the evaluation of available data on what's called pediatric gender dysphoria treatments, most importantly, hormonal and medical treatments for children and teenagers.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention.
From a Christian perspective, it turns out to be more important in moral terms than the report itself. I want to say that it's very consistent with the affirmation of creation order, what you might call just basic moral sanity.
Mueller says the report makes it clear the basic battle is ideological, not medical. Republican Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran of Kansas proposing a resolution to remember Sarah Milgram and her fiancé, Laron Yachinsky. They were tragically killed in Washington. This is SRN News. The GOP-led House voted 366 to 57 to reauthorize landmark legislation to prevent and treat illicit opioid use Wednesday.
The overwhelmingly bipartisan vote comes despite frustration from leading Democrats over the Trump administration's cuts for addiction treatment. The bill, led by Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Brett Guthrie, would reauthorize billions of dollars in funding for tackling the opioid crisis, which killed nearly 50,000 Americans last year, according to federal estimates. Congress passed the original bill in 2018 with near unanimous House approval, and President Trump signed it into law. The legislation expired nearly 2 years ago, but Congress has continued funding its programs. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
About 2,000 gallons of oil spilled into the water of Baltimore's Harbor East area Wednesday afternoon. Crews racing to clean up the mess. The spill has been contained. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.